blood whispers to me, listen, listen, and listen again. My ruined body yearns to listen to the Reactivators podcast until it is beyond repair. I know nothing besides this. I must resist this dark urge, lest it consume my ears. I must discover what happened to me and who I was before my twitching phone hand writes a 5-star tragedy on iTunes at Reactivators podcast. Welcome to Reactivators podcast, where we review video games from inside video games. I'm your host, the Cod King, Nick Banana Costanza. The new camera angle today, folks. For you listeners, I'm sure you're very excited about that. With me, as always, my fearless co-host, the Moss Man, Baby Tyler Schnupp.
Wow. I don't know who that was who intro'd it, but I know it wasn't you, Nick, because you don't listen to the podcast.
No, it definitely wasn't me. It might have been my dark urge, as it were.
Okay. This dark urge seems to think that iTunes still exists, too.
Well, he is from another era.
Sure,
medieval times.
Let me tell you, I'm all too familiar. Just went to the Ren Faire myself, brother.
Oh, wow. An invite would have been nice.
Did you want to go? There were some people dressed up as Baldur's Gate 3 characters. It was pretty cool.
Which ones?
What's his name? Russian guy with the hamster.
Minsk.
I saw a couple of those.
I could do a Minsk.
Yeah, you could.
Because bald. And I carry a hamster in my pocket.
I didn't know that.
Yeah. Well, it's not a live one.
Guess I could have figured. Any questions?
I feel like we should have our guests in here. Our guests probably gonna want to ask you questions, but I got a question. How's games?
Oh, you know, me and Stony Tree, I think it's different in the Discord. Friend of the show, we played Elden Ring again.
Hmm.
Yeah, pretty cool. We invaded each other's worlds cooperatively.
Right.
And we took down some big baddies. It was cool. A lot of big enemies felled.
How big we talking?
One of them huge. One of them was, there's these assassins in a volcano area, and there's a big worm under there, okay? And when you beat the big worm, big snake guy, he grows a human face, and then you got to kill that one. Okay, makes a sleep.
Mm-hmm. Oh, sorry.
I can't wait.
What?
To watch you like I did. Like I did this. I came tail between my legs. I like Elden Ring now. That was me. That's what you're going to be like, and you're going to be embarrassed you did any of this.
Hasn't happened yet.
I'm having the time of my life.
Well, look, I'm happy for you. I'm happy for Stony T-Tree. Dude, figure out that SEO, please. Let us know which one it is.
I think it is. I'm reading it different in the Discord.
I always thought it was Stony T, but then at one point I thought it was Stony Tree. And this is one of our listeners for the uninitiated.
Actually,
yeah. Friends. Droney Balonies. Some call them too.
No, they don't.
Tyler, ask me house games.
Okay. How is it?
I've been playing not Elden Ring. That's what I've been playing. We have fun on this show. I'm not playing Elden Ring. I haven't got back into it. It still does make me want to fall asleep to hear it talked about, but I'm trying. I'm really trying to be a good listener.
No, you're not.
I have been playing Baldur's Gate 3, and I'm having a great time. I am almost through my second Dark Urge playthrough, but the first time I'm actually going to be finishing the game as the Dark Urge. Tyler, I really burned myself out the last time.
with my drow bard, George Washington. And this
Yeah, I could see
time,
that being pretty boring.
yeah, it's tough, you know. Just wants to keep chopping down cherry trees.
No cherry trees in the game.
I know. So the game is super boring. It's literally nothing to do for my character.
Can I tell you? Go on.
Yeah.
No, I'll let
No,
you
no, no, no,
finish
no.
with
I
your.
this is important. You have something to say.
And again, I did bar band again this week with my roommate and my neighbor and our past guest of the show, Nick Sahoya. We all did bar band where we played 4-player co-op of Baldur's Gate 3 as the annoying bards.
I love that. What's your instrument again?
Mine's a lute.
Lute. Yeah, that feels like the classic, right? That's like the guitar of the Dungeons and Dragons
Well,
world.
his name is Glenn Guitar.
Glenn Guitar.
Yeah, it's his name in the.
Little on the nose, buddy. Yeah.
And j my roommate, Ken Saxophone.
See, I like that. I do like
Yeah,
that.
it's good. Guess who came
Yeah.
up with those? Me.
You. One good, one bad. Perfectly balanced, as all things should be.
No, put that down. Put your toys
Oh,
down.
it's Thanos. He said it.
Nanos?
Manos, the hands of fate, call me to bring in our guest. Oh my gosh, we have a wonderful first-time guest today. First-timer, but this guy. Listeners, you're gonna love him. He's an improviser, comedian, a man about town. Chris Howard, welcome to the show.
Hey fellas, how we doing?
Oh, amazing. Great to have you here, my friend.
We're so
Thanks
good,
for having me. I'm
Chris.
excited to be here. I have a lot of pressure on my shoulders for these listeners. Stony, I want to shout you out personally. So
That's very kind of
just
you.
to ingratiate myself to all the listeners.
We
Thank
have
you.
fun.
Thank you both. Yeah.
Honestly, I've never really seen a guest do this, just talk to the listeners so directly. It's refreshing.
Listeners, I love you.
That's nice of you.
And listeners, if you love Chris, go ahead and write a 5-star review on iTunes.
iTunes. He says iTunes. It's Apple Music. Oh, hasn't been
Sorry.
iTunes in years.
Oh, my dark urge is taking over.
All right, all right.
Chris, how's games?
Games are good. Yeah, they kind of ebb and flow for me, but hey, right now they're flowing. Guys, I just got WWE 2K24.
Whoa.
And I've been playing that, trying to go through the showcase, which is like a bunch of like WrestleMania matches over the years, and like you gotta basically like play it out the way that it happened on TV. You know, you're going through this fight, you're trying to beat up Hulk Hogan, Andre the Giant, you know, your classic
Really?
wrestler. Yeah. It's a lot of fun. Yeah.
I
I've
gotta get
really been
this.
enjoying it. You should check it out. Yeah. I haven't played a wrestling game since like probably like 2001 or something like that. Like
Whoa.
it's been like over 20 years since I've played a wrestling game. Is that the same for you, Tyler? Is that.
I barely played wrestling games, but I think
Okay.
2001 would maybe be the last time I did.
Yeah, I was on the N64 last time and now on PS4, so.
Okay. I famously went to WrestleMania last year.
I didn't even know this, so I'm happy to learn this famous fact.
There's a famous, it is a world famous fact that I did. That was my first wrestling event ever.
Oh, cool.
Went with past guest and pal David Danella.
Oh, nice.
He
That's a
brought me.
good duo for
It was real.
WrestleMania.
It was. I had the time of my damn life.
I bet. That sounds super fun,
So I'm more familiar with wrestling in general than I ever have been in my whole life because
yeah.
I watch the highlights. I don't necessarily watch it all the time, but
I didn't know any of these wrestlers, so people like Cody Rhodes,
oh
Seth freaking Rollins, I didn't know these guys like
yeah.
2 weeks ago. Now they're taking over my damn life.
Yeah.
Really? I'm surprised. So you weren't a big wrestling fan historically, Chris?
I was in like middle school, right? Like my friend's mom would like order pay-per-views for us. It's funny that we never hear the word pay-per-view anymore, but
yeah,
no.
But yeah, we would like hang out at their place and just like stay up and watch it, and I it was so much fun. Like I think the reason why I'm getting back into it now is I just, you know, like, you know, we all do improv and perform on stage, like just the showmanship of it, right? Like the performance behind it, I find like fascinating. Like I don't know, I'm just getting back into it now, but it's been fun. Yeah.
I just missed it completely. This is a thing that I remember from elementary school and on, kids talking about it. I like wrestling. I like this guy. I like that guy. I truly remember hearing people talk about The Rock before he became giant movie star. But for some reason, I don't know if I just didn't know where to watch it or wasn't interested enough. I just totally missed out on this fandom. But my
Yeah.
coworker was telling me that they just had a huge wrestling event. I think this is WWE. It's getting kind of a rebranding of sorts. And they brought back like all these performers, The Rock included, who I guess is doing a newer character. It's not the character he was doing.
He's a heel now.
That's
oh,
so
okay.
cool.
Yeah, like kind of full circle. Like he started as like a heel in the beginning.
And the way she talked about it, she's like, it's Avengers Endgame. Everybody came back. I guess there are storylines they're wrapping up that some have been loose ends for like 20 years at this point.
Yeah. There's a really funny clip, and they do say, and this was a huge deal to everybody who's really into wrestling. I'm, you know, enough into it, but it's so funny because yes, I think this was at WrestleMania. It may have been a little before, I don't know, but the Rock is in the, you know, in the ring, and the whole stadium goes dark, and then you hear the Undertaker's the dong, and then the lights go up, and he has appeared behind the Rock, who has not noticed him, and it is the way it's a really funny clip. I think
I've seen like that screenshot that maybe it is like a meme now or something.
It might be a meme.
It
now.
Might
you
be,
might be right.
Yeah, that's so funny.
The
yeah.
video of it, one of the funniest things I've ever seen.
Okay, I'm into this.
I think you would enjoy it. Maybe like start with the game too, because I think that's a good entry point. But yeah, like it was hard to find. It was just on like USA Network, right? Like Monday nights, like Thursday nights were like SmackDown.
Yeah.
So like you had to tune in on specific nights. Otherwise you were not seeing what was going on. But
okay. Well, I'm all in on wrestling now. You guys won me over.
Great.
The Rock is my favorite wrestler, not just my favorite actor anymore.
AEW, there's an AEW game too, All Elite Wrestling. That's the
I want to go see wrestling in person.
There's a new, I can't remember this wrestler's name, but he's from Seattle. He just joined the AEW recently, and he's supposed to be pretty sick, and I can't
Phoenix
remember his name.
Jones?
It's not Phoenix Jones. He is he's in fact canceled, I believe, Nick.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Yeah.
Do you know who Cream?
Cream?
Do you know who Phoenix Jones is, Chris?
I don't. I just know he's been canceled as of
yeah.
a few seconds ago.
Yeah.
He was a in Seattle a little over 10 years ago. There were superheroes, and I am doing quotes.
He founded the Rain City Superheroes.
The Rain City Superheroes. And there were people who would, a group of people who would run around Seattle in actual superhero costumes and fight crime. And I am doing quotes again. Uh-huh. And I did see them a lot. And it was like, these guys are dorks. But he did get in a little bit of trouble for, some altercations and...
I was gonna say, I'm surprised that someone who would do that would eventually get canceled. That doesn't seem to add up.
I think there were some drugs involved.
Okay.
I believe his origin story is that somebody punched a window on his car and there was like bloody broken glass on the ground, and it could have hurt Phoenix Jones's son, who was standing nearby.
Okay.
And it didn't hurt him, to be clear.
Well,
but
he's like a mama bear with his cub, you know?
Exactly.
Step in glass.
What's the manga? It was like a cub and something in cub.
I am not the person to ask for this.
Okay. Do you know what I'm talking about?
Naruto, I don't
I'm know. Not either, even though I did give like a nod, like, oh. But no, this sounds like a cool manga.
Yeah.
Which is why I was mostly nodding.
I think he's like
this idea.
He's more like if Batman was his mom.
Mm.
If Batman was his own mom.
If Batman was his own mom.
Lone Wolf and Cub. That's what
Lone Wolf and Cub.
Yeah, it's probably a lot like that. Yeah.
And it was the Rain City superheroes, Rain like R-A-I-N, because it rains a lot. Okay.
Correct. Yes. Gotcha. Okay. Very clever and cool. So he was a real superhero, and he is still my profile picture on Instagram.
Really?
Yeah. And this is verifiable at Nick Stanza, if you want to give me a follow. I ran into him at the premiere of The Dark Knight Rises in Kent Station in Washington. And I saw him walking in. I was like, is that Phoenix Jones? Because he was wearing his costume. And then he watched the movie and we took a picture. And then he got canceled after that.
Right. And you just haven't changed your photo. That's all. We don't do that. Who changes their photo?
I mean, it's still a celebrity.
It's a day you'll never forget. You remembered you were seeing The Dark Knight Rises. So.
Yes. Speaking of watching things, I have to ask real quick, anybody watching Fallout?
I started it.
Okay.
Same.
Guys, I finished it. I thought it was fun.
It's all done? They released it all at once?
They did, yeah. There's 8 episodes. I
gotta stop putting this on when I go to sleep.
I like it a lot. I think that if anybody's on the fence about trying it, I say just try it. It's weird. I didn't expect it to be as popular as it is, but it's very much taking the Last of Us niche where people who aren't just gamers are watching it and are interested. It also, for better or for worse, I was thinking, oh, it's funny that Fallout's coming out and the same time we're seeing Oppenheimer get all these awards, and then I realized that Fallout is created by Jonathan Nolan, the brother of Christopher Nolan. Just interesting. They both wanted their own nuclear projects. But it's fun. It is extremely similar to the games. I really give it props for that.
Aesthetically, it does look pretty good.
It looks exactly like it. I think the tone is interesting. I was ultimately won over by it, but I was a little unsure at first. It's a lot of dark humor, blood and gutsy stuff, but you know, that exists in Fallout sometimes.
Sometimes.
What are you gonna do?
Yeah, I don't know if I like it better than Last of Us, although again, like I'm still like, I'm just on episode or in the middle of episode 2, but yeah, how about that Walton Goggins, man? That guy rules. I love that guy.
Uncle Baby Billy. We love him.
Uncle Baby Billy. That's right.
He's great. He's truly so good. He has such a likable quality. Even when you hate his character, he's good.
Yeah. Like on Justified, he starts out as like a white supremacist who moves on to like, I don't know. He's just all about really just making money and being a kingpin. It's less about the hate for him as the show goes on, but he does start off as just a really detestable character. So
yeah, but then he became greedy instead. Sounds like he was redeemed.
Yeah, if you can move away from hate like hate groups to just a capitalist, I mean, it's a little better,
man. Walton Goggins and Justified, The Rock in wrestling. This is the episode about rebranding, I guess, guys.
Yeah, you should have the Rain City dude on. I forget his name.
Phoenix Jones.
You can send him your profile picture. Say, remember this, Dark Knight Rises in parentheses.
And say, hey, we just had a really good like redemption episode. I'm only reaching out so that you could turn your life around.
And give me one more new profile picture, please. But no, this is the episode of rebranding, which is why I think it's time to return to a classic segment.
What the hell did you say?
To hell? Yeah, I think that's what it was called.
I don't know what you're talking about.
It's time for the return of a character who... Oh, wait a minute. Sorry. Oh, something's got my foot. What the heck? No. What is that? Under my... Oh, I'm being sucked under my desk. Whoa!
It is I, the Grim Reaper.
Oh, great.
I have returned. Rebranded. I am no longer a heel. I'm a face now.
A face?
Yes.
A baby face?
An evil face. The face of death.
Okay, so this is the Grim Weeper. Yes. Someone who does appear on the podcast sort of, I think jealously he showed up after the hit a figure on the show, the Queeped Keeper, who is obsessed with the Wii.
Well, guess what? Wii's are no longer my thing as well.
That's great.
I am rebranding. I am no longer the Grim Weeper. I am the Demon Master.
Oh.
The Dweeman Master.
Dweeman.
Okay.
We didn't hear you right the first time. Yeah.
The Dweeman Master.
Okay.
For this segment, Chris and Tyler must make an offering to me of 3 video games that will be forever destroyed.
Oh.
Wow.
Then they don't have to be Wii related?
No, despite my new name, they don't have to be.
Okay. Well, I guess that's a lot easier.
And I will stay here on this podcast until I hear 3 games.
Wow.
And then I will retreat to the dark pit from whence I was spawned.
Great. Call of Duty.
Okay. Yeah, that's a good one. Yeah.
That's not fair. That's not you. Can't
what do you mean that's not fair?
That's not fair. Which version? Which console?
I would say, okay, well, I have 3.
Wii.
3. Excuse me. It's like the Wii, Chris.
Did I say first-person shooters are allowed? I don't know if that's a rule. I have to check my contract.
Well, I think they're allowed. It's a game. Modern Warfare 2.
Oh, no. No, please. Don't do it. Don't destroy it forever.
He's
begging.
He's on his knees. Chris, what were you thinking?
Yeah, definitely another Call of Duty game.
Oh. Great. Yeah. Love that.
I think,
why we?
is it like World at War? Was that one of them?
No.
I think it was, Chris. Yeah, now that that sounds really familiar. I think that's a good choice.
It wasn't Call of Duty 5.
That's our 3, I think.
Wait, what's the 3rd one?
Call of Duty Modern Warfare 2 Remake.
Wait, so you'd be the first one and the remake one?
Yeah.
No! Oh, fiery chains are gripping my every orifice, pulling me back down into the depths.
Wow. We did it, Chris.
We did it. Hey, that was one of the easier quests that I've ever been on, so...
Yeah, that was really easy.
It was really easy. We're simpatico. Hey guys, I'm back. On the same page. Oh, hey, Nick.
Hey, dude.
What I miss?
Oh, you don't want to know.
Yeah.
Okay. By the way, if anybody wants to play video games after this, I found an old copy of Modern Warfare 2. A remake.
Nick,
wait a minute.
I'd check again.
Yeah, we got some news for you.
There's nothing on the cover.
It's just what color is it?
It's brown.
Brown.
What? What is this? It's filled with dirt.
Yeah.
I don't know if that's dirt. Don't eat it.
Yeah, don't do it.
It doesn't taste like dirt.
It would probably taste like sulfur.
Oh. Yeah. Is that eggs?
Yeah.
Well, sorry guys, I forgot I don't want to do a segment today. I wonder if anybody else has one.
Yeah, I would actually, I'd like to jump in here and offer my own segment. I know I'm a first timer, but hey, I'm a listener to the show. And so this is just done out of love and respect and not me just trying to take over. So
we salute you.
In the honor of both the fact that I've been playing WWE 2K24 a lot,
mm-hmm.
and a classic segment called Tinder Bender.
Why does everybody like this one?
Everybody likes it.
I present to you both my segment, The Royal Bumble.
Whoa!
Uh-huh. Ladies and gentlemen, let's get ready to bumble. All right, Nick and Tyler, you're both playing this game that I've created for you. Each of you, of course, the Royal Rumble is a wrestling event. You try to be the last person standing in the ring to win. Bumble, of course, is the dating app where very binary. The women send messages first to you. You can't talk to them until they message you first. But so in the spirit of that, you'll each get three messages from wrestlers that you've matched with, and you just have to pick the one that you want to go out on a date with and keep the conversation going.
And I'm swiping right on any wrestler I see on there.
You got to improve the odds. If you swipe right on everybody, you're going to get a date.
Right.
Yeah. Well, it hasn't worked for me.
Nick, your luck is about to change. I'll have you go first. Okay. And you can, if you want to look up these wrestlers too, see a little like photos of them, right? Get a visual sense of who they are.
Yeah.
So first we have Trish Stratus, of course, is a wrestler. Trish Stratus.
Stratus.
Uh-huh.
Trish Stratus. Okay.
Okay. And so the message that you receive from Trish is, if you want to know my Stratus, it's Stringle. I guess she's really leaning into the Stratus thing.
Yeah, I guess she is.
I think she's leaning into that. Okay, next message comes from Doink the Clown.
What? Okay, yeah. I see Doink the Clown.
Okay, yeah, this message is, hey, want a doink? I may be a clown in the streets, but I'm no clown in the sheets.
Wow.
Okay. Yeah. That makes a little bit more sense than the last one does to me.
It's better.
Interesting.
I think it's charming. Option,
your third option, a message from Val Venus. Okay.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
And this message is, you want to know what Venus rhymes with? Genus. I'm a biology fan, and I'd love to explore your biology.
Nick loved that.
Okay. That's good. That's pretty good.
All right, you think about that. I'm going to turn to Tyler now.
Great.
Okay, Tyler, your first message comes from China.
And that's great. Spelled,
you know China. Right?
Oh, yeah.
And this message is, hey, have you ever been to meat? And that's it. That's the whole message.
Chris, my only worry is that I believe she's passed away.
I know that. I'm so sorry. Yeah. Oh my this God. Game takes place 20 years ago.
Oh, great.
Yeah.
It's a 20-year-old message.
Yeah. You're just seeing it now.
Oh, no.
Next is from Mankind.
Great.
And this message is, one small step for man, One giant peen for mankind.
Oh, wow. Is his profile pic him in his Christmas room?
Yes, in the Christmas room, holding up a fish too.
A fish?
Ledger, yeah, caught a fish.
Wow.
A lot of the profiles.
Nick, if you don't know, mankind is obsessed with the holiday Christmas.
gotcha.
And then the third message is from Hulk Hogan.
Great.
And he wrote, you wouldn't like me when I'm angry, but you would like me when I'm horny. P.S. I have a sex tape.
That's true. He does.
Yeah. And I don't know if I would like him when he's horny. I know this isn't for me, but I'd be careful of that one, Tyler.
Yeah, no, that's fair. To me, he does look like a hot dog usually.
Yes. Which,
you know, it turns me off immediately.
A grilled dog, for sure. Okay, so yeah, you each have three messages.
Okay.
Who are you pursuing?
Well, unfortunately, I have to go with China here.
Okay.
Wow.
I know it may not go anywhere,
mm-hmm.
but I mean, she's so cool.
China's very cool. Yeah. Was okay. Very cool.
And it won't go anywhere because she's passed away.
She's passed away, but. Yeah.
Dang.
I didn't want that to stop me from creating this game.
And I don't want that to stop me from love.
Yeah, exactly. You know, I like that. Ghost Love. It's like the new Ghostbusters movie.
Yeah, it's like that.
The little girl falls in love with the ghost girl.
I didn't see it.
Yeah.
Didn't see it either.
It's so good. it's bad.
Let's not talk about it.
It's good. Can I get just a quick refresher on my lines real quick?
Yeah, Trish Stratus. Yes. If you want to know my Stratus, it's Stringle.
it's really cute, Nick.
It's pretty cute. It's cute. It's okay. What's next?
Doink the clown. Hey, wanna doink? I may be a clown in the streets, but I'm no clown in the sheets.
Right.
And takes then it seriously.
Val Venus is, you know what Venus rhymes with? Genus. I'm a biology fan, and I'd love to explore your biology.
And this is tough, because all three of these messages really spoke to me in different ways. I gotta go with Trish Stratus.
Wow. Okay.
It won me over. Stringle?
That's really bold. It's really bold. To say that to a complete stranger is
very bold.
Very bold.
Yeah, especially when on these apps, usually just your first name shows up.
Yeah.
I just saw Trish, didn't understand. She's a wrestler, didn't know her gimmick. I would have no idea what that message meant. But I'd steal it. I like it.
The way that the game ends is you both end up very happy. So you made the right choice.
Wow.
Yeah. Oh. Tyler's romance is like in the first Ghostbusters when Dan Aykroyd's eyes cross when the ghost goes down on him.
I mean, it just goes to show you can have good sex with a ghost.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
I always wondered. I felt like the movies didn't go into that enough.
Yeah. I think Dan Aykroyd would have loved for that to go farther, you know?
I think they made him cut stuff out.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah.
And he was even improvising in that scene. Be like, oh, yeah, now we're in this position. And they're like, Dan, we have to move on. We got the shot.
Don't cut. Don't cut until I say cut. I have more ideas.
Yeah.
Dan, you're scaring the crew.
Chris, would you mind saying that you're jacking out of the segment?
Yes, I'm jacking out.
Okay. Well, I forfeit my segment. That one was too good.
No.
And sure, if a lot of people are going to say, oh, he's doing that for the sake of time. No, that segment was too good.
I took up a lot of time and I
no.
apologize. Listen, and thank you so very much.
This is... my segment was going to be too much.
Yeah. And some people are probably saying he didn't have anything. Those people. I don't know what to tell you.
Okay. All right. I'm going to tee it up for next week. Okay. I'm going to tee it up for next week. I've created a game. I've created a new game.
Wow.
And I'm looking for a soundtrack because it's based off some old games, right? And, you know, everybody's going to know by the title, but it's something I've created. It's, of course, Antonio Pigeon Professional Scooter.
What?
Antonio Pigeon Professional Scooter. It's a character I've created, Antonio Pigeon. He's a professional scooter rider. And he's, 12-year-old phenom. And he needs a soundtrack.
And you said everybody was going to know this when they heard it?
Yeah.
I think I get it now.
What do you mean?
Antonio. Tony. Pigeon. Hawk. Professional. Pro. Scooter. Skater.
I guess I could see where some people would take those, you know, but Antonio Pigeon is sort of a character I've created, and he's a 12-year-old phenom on the scooter.
Well, what the heck does this guy sound like?
Hey guys.
Antonio?
He's there.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh. He's in the room.
Yeah. What's up? Hi.
Hi,
Antonio. He's a little shy. He's 12. He doesn't do podcasts usually.
Hi, Antonio.
Hi.
Oh, he's hiding behind your leg, Tyler.
Oh, come on out. Come on out, Antonio. Why don't you show them a scooter trick?
No.
Oh, he didn't want to.
Hey, buddy, what kind of scooter do you have?
I don't want to talk to you. I don't like that guy. Antonio.
What the heck?
Would you talk to me, Antonio?
Yeah.
What kind of scooter do you got? That looks Razor. So cool. A Razor scooter. Nice.
Mm-hmm.
I could have guessed that.
You know, I got in trouble one time for riding scooters through Dodgers parking lot.
Parking lot?
Yeah, I got yelled at. So be careful out there, bud.
I got yelled at there, too.
God, these fucking jerks. Like, just let us ride our scooters.
Cop looked a lot like Nick.
Come on. No, it didn't.
Nick does kind of look like a cop. You're right, Antonio.
What? Nobody's ever said that before.
Gotta go.
All right. Bye, Antonio.
Security. Okay. Nick. I'm going to have him removed from the premises. Sorry about that, Chris.
He's
okay.
He's 12, and he looks like a pigeon.
Oh, yeah. I guess he does. Wow, I didn't really clock that when he was here.
Looks like a cartoon pigeon.
Wow. Wow, what an interesting tease for a segment next week.
Yeah, well, he's going to need a soundtrack for his game, so.
Cool.
Jacking out.
Oh, there we go, folks. We have had some wonderful segments. We're going to take a quick break before we return to talk about our game of the week, Battletoads versus Double Dragon. We'll be right back after these short messages. Bye.
Would you kindly pick up that shortwave radio?
I sure don't want to, but I will.
I'm Atlas, and I aim to keep you alive by telling you about Super NPC Radio's upcoming Bioshock Games Club series, only at patreon.com/supernpcradio. Would you kindly do that?
I didn't want to listen to an entertaining and funny Games Club series about the original Bioshock before, but now I simply must.
Would you kindly listen to the Games Club? It's available at the $5 DJ Toad tier with new episodes every Friday.
Weird. The more this guy asks us to do stuff, the more I want to do it. Same. I might have to subscribe at the $5 DJ Toad tier at patreon.com/supernpcradio after all. Look, it's our friend Otacon.
Sure, Mr. Atlas. I'll piss myself, but only because you asked me specifically to do so.
I didn't ask you to piss yourself.
Battletoads vs. Double Dragon is a 1993 beat-em-up developed by Rare, also known as Battletoads and Double Dragon, the Ultimate Team. This one-of-a-kind release crosses over the franchises of Rare's Battletoads and Technos Japan's Double Dragon for a once-in-a-lifetime experience. After she was defeated by the Battletoads, the evil Dark Queen flees to the outer reaches of the universe, and the Toads and their mentor get on with their lives. However, one day, the Earth military is neutralized, and the giant spaceship Colossus emerges from the moon. Apparently, the Dark Queen is back with another plan to dominate the galaxy, and she has allied herself with the Shadow Warriors from the Double Dragon series to supplement her forces. Deciding to even the odds, the Battletoads contact Billy and Jimmy Lee for help. The brothers agree, and all five immediately take off in the Colossus in a mission to stop this two-pronged threat. Players can select from five playable characters, brothers Billy and Jimmy Lee, as well as Zitz, Pimple, and Rash from the Battletoads, each with their own special moves. Released in 1993 for the NES, Genesis, Super NES, and Game Boy, Battletoads Double Dragon received somewhat positive reviews, with critics praising the gameplay and the colors, but asking if the game needed to exist at all. It is now considered one of the best games of all time. Chris Howard, I understand Battletoads vs. Double Dragon is one of your favorite games.
We had a conversation about it, and I made it maybe seem like it was my favorite game. That's not the case. wow, that was a mouthful for such a stupid game with a lot of like dumb IP. Nick, so when we were talking about this game before, the reason why I chose this game and the reason why I do have a soft spot in my heart for it is I would play this game with my brother, my younger brother. I think we played it on the Super NES together. And so I only recommend playing this game in two-player mode. I think that's the only way to do it. If you're playing this game by yourself, God help you. But the one of the best aspects of the game is the fact that you can just beat each other up. Like, you can not only beat up the enemy, but you can turn to player two and just start whooping on them. And so I feel it. So we would do this a lot, right? Like, my brother and I would play the game, we'd start like going through it like normal, you know, like actually playing the game. But the best moments were when we would just take a break from that and just start punching each other.
Oh yeah.
Or you like slip in like a punch, and then you're like, oh, sorry, that was an accident. I wasn't trying to do that. And then you keep hitting each other until, you can like lose like all of your lives just from like friendly fire. Like, you could totally get a game over from the other person just like knocking you out of the game. So we didn't get very far in this one. Maybe like level 3 or 4, didn't beat it just because we kept punching each other. So. I've never actually gotten to the Dark Queen at the end. I don't know how it ends, but
I think even if you tried, it would be very hard.
Oh, okay.
These games are very tough. Battletoads in general, famously too hard.
Yeah. Right. What do they call them? Coin eaters or something? Mm-hmm. Like, anytime you encounter a game like this, especially these beat 'em up ones at the arcade, if you're not insanely good at it, I don't know. Like, I can have everybody playing X-Men with me at the same time, and still we lose by like level 3. They're tough.
Do you know, yeah. I just beat that for the first time with a bunch of people.
For real?
Yeah. Cool. There's a bar in LA called Drugstore Cowboy, and they have it for free.
Oh, they have it there
for free.
I didn't know that. Whoa,
it's free to play.
Oh my gosh, that's great! What character did you pick, Tyler?
I believe I was Dazzler.
Dazzler, underrepresented in a lot of X-Men media, I feel like.
Yeah, wait, she's cool.
Is Dazzler similar to Jubilee? Like, I'm envisioning like fireworks and
yeah, right?
I believe so.
That, yeah, it sounds like kind of the same person, but I know they're different.
Right. Much like Battletoads and Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. The Battletoads, they're just, their names are gross.
Yeah. You know?
Zits, pimple, rash. That's nasty. I don't want to think about that. I want to think about a Michelangelo. A Raphael.
A Donatello. Mm-hmm.
Yes, I want to think of... I lost it.
No, you can do it. You can do it. We'll wait.
Raphael.
I already said that one.
Oh, Leonardo.
Right. Yeah. No, the reason I wanted to talk about this game with you, Chris, is because I just want to have a conversation dedicated to how much
Splinter.
Tyler,
yeah,
you're done.
Okay, excuse me. Oh,
I want to talk about griefing my friends. Mm-hmm. Griefing our friends. This is to me one of the great experiences of existing as a human. I'm just gonna say it. I have always gotten in trouble for this anytime there's a game where you can do the exact behavior you described, like punch your friend. I remember I always wanted to play Madden NFL Blitz, I think it was called, because that was the one where you could like just tackle in every direction at anything. But in the last few years, especially, I have some really, really firmly implanted memories of grief. In a good way. So although I never played Battletoads Double Dragon, I used to play Grand Theft Auto Online with my friend Coleman, shout out. He was a Marine in Camp Pendleton. So we were close by to each other, but we would always play GTA Online. And I just loved to get in my car and tell him I was driving. And then when he'd walk up to the car, I'd speed up a little bit and then I'd just back him over. And I would back over him like on repeat. Just I'd spend the whole night doing that. More recently, last weekend, in fact, my friends got so mad at me because in this game, Helldivers, you just can shoot your friends in the head at any point. You could punch them and knock them off a cliff into a bunch of bugs. I think I have a problem because I enjoy this so much. You guys ever grief?
Well, I just did with the splinter thing and you got really mad. So I don't know that I'd like to grief you.
But did you enjoy it?
Yeah, I did. It was really nice.
So that's the thing, Tyler. The target of your ire may not enjoy your griefing, but if you like it, it's okay, right?
Hmm.
I feel like philosophers are still probably discussing this.
I like the idea of you just like cackling to yourself as you're running over your friend in Grand Theft Auto.
I do. I truly cackle like a hyena when this happens. It's like the most real laugh, and it sometimes makes me worry that I'm a bad person.
I would too.
But here's the thing.
Uh-huh.
It's funny.
Right.
Right. Did you talk to your friend about how they felt about it?
I think he would usually be saying something like, stop, don't do that.
Okay. But it never like got heated or like, hey man, I'm not going to play with you anymore if you're going to do this.
No. Well, no. I maybe got kicked out of some Helldivers lobbies, but not by friends that I knew, just people I was playing online with.
That's a problem.
But I did... I was very specifically told last weekend when I shot my buddy Jack in the head right before the mission ended. He said, I have to get off. I just want you to know it's not because of how annoying you were being. So I don't think I've ever made anybody leave.
Okay. So yeah, I was going to say like, maybe that's the point where you go too far, right? Is if the other person is truly not having a good time, but you're still cackling anyway.
Right, because if they leave, then the game is over.
Right.
Yeah.
So I think you're okay. I'm not judging you for doing this.
That's okay. I'll do that.
Tyler, you've got to have some moments where you've griefed your friends in games.
I'm too scared to.
Really? Any the no game in history?
No, that's not true that I've never done that. But people have said, hey, that's annoying. And then I say, okay, I respect your feelings.
And that's fun for you?
It's not fun.
Okay.
But I mean, everybody's got to be happy. Do you know that I used to rent this all the time? My dad used to rent it for me at Blockbuster.
I didn't know that.
It's true.
You play it.
Oh, yeah. I played. This was the first Battletoads game I played to the point where, like, my dad would rent the regular Battletoads for the Sega. Uh-huh. I would be like, where the hell are the wrestler guys? These guys do look like wrestlers.
They look like wrestlers. Yeah, it's Billy and Jimmy Lee. Tyler, did you ever see the Double Dragon movie that they made in the 90s? Okay, we watched that a lot when we were kids. Very bad.
Mm-hmm.
What's his name from T2 is in it?
Robert Patrick.
Robert Patrick is the villain in this movie. He's the only part that I remember because I think he like acts his ass off in a movie that is truly just like they threw together. It's like probably worse than the Street Fighter movie, honestly.
Whoa. Yeah, and that thing, that thing's pretty wonderful, but.
Yes, that's true. I didn't mean to besmirch.
One of my first crushes, Kylie Minogue.
Yeah.
One
of my first crushes, JCVD.
There you go.
I just love his speech in that movie.
Yeah.
Talking about how he's going to like kick Bison's ass so hard that the rest of his family members are going to feel it.
Mm-hmm. And then he died in real life.
Yeah. RIP Raul Julia.
Yeah.
My first crush.
Yeah. I don't. Hey, Adam's Family, Street Fighter.
Yeah. Sad stuff. We're not speaking ill of the dead over here. We're having fun with the dead.
Yeah. Yes. China now, Raul.
Yeah.
It's all respect. We wouldn't.
Yes.
We wouldn't just grieve the dead.
Love our ghosts. Grieve.
Yeah.
We grieve the dead, not grief the dead. Is that what you're trying to say?
Yes.
That's right. Fair.
I also
Nick used would to grieve the dead.
Yeah, I would for sure. I used to grieve my friends in Modern Warfare 2 a lot. Actually, the same copy that I have. I swore there was a video game in this pile of dirt at one point. I used to play couch co-op. Well, no, it wasn't co-op. It was couch multiplayer, Modern Warfare 2. So, you know, you're supposed to kill your friends in that mode. But I was still really annoying about it because I can also just be like really annoying in general. This is a thing that no listeners or guests of the show have ever noticed before.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Kind of a secret.
How did the Double Dragon Battletoads episode become about Call of Duty all of a sudden? I wonder.
Probably somebody really cool brought it up.
I don't know about that. Probably somebody really annoying. But I want to say I played this a lot. But I think also got maybe a little farther than you because I'd play it with the neighborhood kids around my dad's place. Dad was like, not gonna like he liked video games, but he's like, I think he did try to help me a couple times. But did I grief my dad? Maybe that's why he stopped playing with me. I don't know. But it was I love those toads. I like the way the battle toads look. I like being a huge frog man.
You know what's funny that you say that? Not to talk about another video game immediately, but in Baldur's Gate right now, I am having so much fun as a dragonborn, and like. I played Skyrim for years. I never liked the lizard people. That was not my thing. But being a dragon guy is cool. Can we all agree right now? Just like,
I'll give it up.
It's cool.
It is cool.
Gith Yankee are kind of frog people. Maybe they're related to Battletoads.
Have you played Baldur's Gate 3, Chris?
I haven't. I did talk to Nick about it. I'm familiar. Yeah. Does it bother you? Or I don't know. I don't know how I want to phrase this question, but like, I've never played. The thing that I know about it is that it's a horny game.
Yeah.
But does that make either of you go like, I don't know. Is that, what does that make you feel? That the only thing I know about that game is it's very horny.
I mean, nail on the head.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Like, how could you run from that?
Hey, game recognized game.
Well, here's the thing. I think fantasy and horniness go hand in hand.
True.
It's hard to separate the two. As someone who just went to the Ren Fair yesterday.
Right.
It's impossible to separate the two. It maybe it takes more priority than anything else.
Also, do you feel like, because like it's, you know, it's 2024, there should be more horny games out there, right? Like, how do we only have like a handful?
Yeah, more socially accepted ones for sure.
Right. Not just like the ones that, people like make on their own.
Not just filthy smut.
Yeah. That there is actual, it's not the reason why you're playing is not to be horny. It's just a feature in the game, right?
Yeah.
Like more games should have that.
Yeah. Yeah. No, yeah, you're right. Yeah. It's great. I don't mind that that's the only thing you know about it. Tyler, by the way, when you were at the Ren Fair seeing those Baldur's Gate characters, did you romance any of them?
No. I was trying to be respectful. I did have my sunglasses on, but behind those sunglasses, my eyes were going shifting every way, looking at everybody.
Hey, another question. Did they have sunglasses in the Middle Ages, Tyler?
Listen, no.
Do you think that was appropriate for you to be wearing those there?
I would say about half the people had them on.
This is why I don't go. This is why I don't go. If you can't respect reality... all of the toads are equipped with their usual smash hit attacks, such as big punches, quote, kiss my fist, big kicks, quote, big bad foot, double handed hits, quote, nuclear knuckles, and headbutt, quote, battle toad butt.
Yeah, hell yeah.
See, I've been looking that up online all day and I just can't find any images of the move.
They're cool. Like, oh, when you get a double fisting thing in there, and again, the fist gets all big. And I'm not talking about the Ren Fair.
Yeah, it's weird. I've been looking up double fist all day, and I can't find any images of the move.
You haven't been finding Battletoad stuff, huh? Wow.
Here's one that Tyler would like. Kicks while hanging on a rope. It's called Swinging Size 13s for you shoe freaks out there.
I unfortunately just a size 12 over here. So
that big?
Yeah.
Dang, I'm 10 and a half.
I'm smaller than that.
What is it?
9.5.
Wow. Listen,
yeah, I feel
just, it's just a bigger shoe.
No, I think, the reason why the foot is so big in Battletoads is, like, do you really, if you got big feet, show them off.
Yeah.
Yeah, for sure.
So, I envy you both.
Bike and bash, twin side slam, no way back thwack. These are some of the great moves we have. Likewise, the Lee twins can use their Dragon Force techniques.
You know that, Billy and Jimmy Lee, those are the double dragon.
Yeah.
Billy is named after a Bruce Lee character, right? Like the name Lee comes from Bruce Lee. And then there's like a Bruce Lee movie where he has a character named Billy or something. This is according to Wikipedia. Jimmy, named after Jimmy Page.
Cool.
and not having anything to do with fighting.
Nah.
But that still rocks. That's cool as hell.
Yeah, it does.
Yeah, it does rock.
But I guess I just wish you would like pull out a guitar and like hit people with it or something like that.
It feels like, I mean, the time period, it feels like that should have happened.
Yeah, rock was big, you know?
Yeah, being gross and rock stuff.
Yeah,
were
hand
huge.
In hand.
Hand in hand.
Now, I heard that Billy and Jimmy were originally known as Hammer and Spike when the American release of the first Double Dragon came out. They were kind of testing those names, but they didn't stick. Mm-hmm. I guess Billy and Jimmy were way more memorable.
I think they announced Hammer and Spike, and people were like, no, we want Billy and Jimmy.
Although it is kind of funny that one of their names would have been Spike Lee.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Yeah.
Hammer and Spike Lee.
And would have been around the same time that Spike started. They dodged a bullet. I think Spike would have gone after him.
Mm-hmm. Probably, yeah. And with good reason.
Yeah, you name a double dragon after me, I'm coming for you.
That's not to mention Hammer Lee probably was furious at the thought of this.
Yeah.
But still made Don't Do the Right Thing.
Yeah. Yeah, Hammerly, the evil doppelganger of Spike Lee. Well, Chris,
you cut that out. Cut that out.
Thank you, Chris. Gosh, I don't even know how to say this. It sounds like you're a fan of Battletoads versus Double Dragon.
Yes.
Have you ever been inside Battletoads versus Double Dragon?
What?
Yeah, I know you haven't been on the show before. Gosh, how do I explain this to first timers? I just, Tyler, can you help me out here?
No.
What do we do? What do we do? I gave you, when we were talking about this game outside of We Improv on Franklin Avenue, do you remember that?
Chris. I do remember that. Yeah, that was a couple nights ago.
Yeah, and I handed you this package. Oh, that's it. Could you open up that package that I gave you?
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
That is my Darman's old reactivator. She said she doesn't want to see it ever again.
That tracks.
That sounds like something Mai would say.
Yeah. Mm. So,
loves the Street Fighter movie, by the way.
Yes. Yes.
Yeah, I know that.
Does a really good impression of Jean-Claude Van Damme.
And we tried to get her for the Double Dragon movie, and we just could not make it work. Mm. But since you like that movie better, we thought you'd give her
Let me help you out here.
Yeah.
We could give you hers.
Yes. We could give you hers potato chips, which I also packed into the box with the reactivator. But if you want to put in your copy of the game, we can go into it together.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, thanks, Mai. Shout out to Mai. Let's do it. Let's get in there.
I got him.
Yeah, hold him.
Oh, yeah. Okay, hey, sorry, buddy. You're punching me in the back. It's depleting my health. I'm sort of going for the bad guys here, and you're punching the pimples on my back.
Sorry, pimple. Let me just get in there.
Okay, yeah, nice. Get him.
Oh, yeah. Ow. Oh, ow. Oh, hey, buddy,
mm-hmm.
You're punching the zits in my face.
Oh, sorry, zits.
Ah, it's okay.
It's all right. I do want to say, it's been sort of a consistent problem. You've been just sort of mostly wailing on us when we can barely get into the spaceship here.
Sorry. Yeah. Keep slipping, you know, tight corners on the top of this spaceship.
Mm-hmm.
I just feel really claustrophobic. I'm sorry.
Yeah. It's cool. It doesn't really feel like you're slipping. It kind of feels like you're punching me out. Ooh, ow, in on purpose.
Stop that.
Okay. Dudes, right. I'm sorry.
It's okay. We just got to focus. Okay, so we got a huge guy coming towards us. I think if we get this guy, we could finally make it into the spaceship.
Yeah.
It's so weird that this guy looks like two toads standing next to each other, but I'm going to punch the shit out of him.
No, that's us. Wait, that's us.
Yeah, I got his ass.
The double dragons are here to save the day.
Here we are.
It's me, Billy, and my brother, Jimmy.
Whoa, hey, Billy, guys. Jimmy. So cool to be you.
Oh, look at this giant guy. Jimmy, we have to use our double dragon power to take him down.
I'll use my size 13 feet to stick up his ass.
And I'll use my no whack thwack to bonk his noggin.
You know,
I'm charging up.
And I'm going to use my big fist to punch this, what I can only assume is a shapeshifter that's now turned into two human-looking buff dudes.
No!
We cut to the funeral of two toads and the two double dragons.
I just want to say I'm sorry, everybody. I didn't intend to kill anyone, but look at me now. I murdered four of my friends. And I'm sorry.
Amazing grace, how sweet.
It's just funny that, you know, you start life on a spaceship and
saved
all you want to do is save the world. Like me. But in the end, you just end up losing your friends.
I was.
Hey, sorry. Chris, can I? This is an amazing speech, by the way.
Was blind, but
you keep punching the bodies in the open casket. It's really sending a mixed message here.
I will never forget you, Zitz. A wonderful husband and an even better dad. I'm putting flowers in your grave.
Frogs lay eggs and they don't genders, you know, like they just work differently.
Ow,
so like,
stop punching my arm while I try to put roses on my dad husband's grave.
I'm just trying to get to the alien that looks like four coffins. Okay. Get out of my way.
You got it. Okay. You got it.
Cut to a funeral the next day. It's the wife. The wife's son.
I guess this is going to be my whole week. It's just funerals.
Listen, buddy.
Amazing grace, how sweet.
Listen, you should have invited me here. Okay. When you saw me come up, you should have asked me to leave.
Like me. Yeah.
Listen, that's not how funerals work, okay?
Now I'm filled with blood. But now.
Anyone else feeling attacked by this singer right now?
That's the only person you haven't attacked at this funeral. He's annoying the hell out of everyone.
Oh, I love being a guitar playing pastor. Everybody, we're going to bow our heads in silent moment of prayer for the newly deceased. You so much.
Okay, stop punching the casket.
Ow. Okay. And one of those is hitting my guitar. Oh, yeah. And my arm and my face.
Clonk.
Wait a minute. A clonking from inside the coffin? I think something's still alive in there.
Stand back. Let me get in there.
Okay. I'm alive. Oh, my face.
Not for long. How dare you come back from the dead?
Oh. Stop that. Stop that.
Not once in my career has someone griefed so many funerals in a row.
I'm sorry.
You're sorry.
I'm sorry.
This is why you keep getting away with it. So damn cute.
Cut to a confessional booth. My son, I'm sorry, but you've used up all your I'm sorry's. We must make you repent in new ways. Quickly, will you help me reply to this message from Trish Stratus? She's messaged me, a priest, on Bumble, and I'm going to get back to her, but it's been so long, you know?
Yeah, I can help you with that. What'd she say to you?
She says, my relationship status is Stringle.
Damn, I've been out-cuted. What the hell?
It's really cute. And I just like, how do I respond to that? I don't even know what I should say.
Yeah. May I ask your name?
Father Kyle.
Father Kyle. Okay. So,
thanks for coming to my booth at the Ren Fair. Nobody likes the confessional.
Hey, man, I saw you're dressed like one of the Assassin's Creed characters. I know a lot of people aren't coming to your booth. They're going
Altair, the original protagonist.
They're going to the more bustier, the bustier priests in their booths. But you know what? There's something about you I like, and I'm going to help you with this.
Okay? I hate those guys.
Yeah.
I hate those other busty priests.
I get it. I got smaller feet than my friends. So, like, if I had, you know, that kind of inadequacy, I would totally.
What size?
Confess!
9.5.
Bigger than me.
Oh god, I didn't mean to make you feel bad. Okay, Father Kyle, I think you gotta just use like your name in a pun in the same way that Trish did, you know?
Okay, I got it. Okay,
something cute.
My relationship status might be Pyle, but I'm a priest named Father Kyle.
send it. That's great. I love that.
We got to Trish Stratus with the other priest. He sent this back. What does it mean?
Oh, yeah. I don't know. I don't think it's as cute as yours, Trish.
I don't think so either. I've never unmatched a priest. Is that allowed?
I think this dud, you can.
Sorry, yeah. I have to get back. I need to pour a drink down somebody's throat. May I put one in ye?
Yes.
Sorry, what were we talking about? Oh, yes, my love life.
Yeah, I'm sorry that you keep getting messages from priests that just try to out-cute you and just like fail every time.
I've seen Father Kyle around. He's a loser.
you have a customer right now.
Oh, okay. Yes. May I pour one down your gullet?
Yes, Father. Or should I say Daddy?
There you go.
This busty priest bar is the best idea the Ren Fair's ever had.
We got a line out the door.
Yeah, we cut to a bank heist. All right, come on. You got the money?
Yeah, I got the money.
Okay, get in. Okay. Slowly moving forward. Slowly. Are you in?
I'm trying to get in.
Okay, so, we'll just hop in. Slowly moving forward.
Hey, they're outside. Grab the gun. I'm going to take a shot at them.
Okay, I'm telling everybody, get in right now. Slowly moving forward just a little bit. Jerk.
Let us in, dude. Let us in the car.
Oh, you're in?
No, not yet.
Coming. Oh, wait. They're not in. Coming back.
I got a shot on one of them.
Oh, my leg. Oh, a car. Oh, a car's on my Nords.
Cut to the hospital. Oh my god. I can't believe both of you are so injured from the car. I didn't mean to reverse on you. Wink.
So why'd you wink if you weren't gonna do it?
Yeah, we each lost a nard from that.
Yeah. And they couldn't find a donor for me.
We're the only match for each other. I would have to lose my other nard to give it to you.
And I'd get yours, but I'd lose my own.
God, I wish we had a solution. What would you do? Would you give your nard away to your friends so that they live, but you die?
Me, no. Though I do have three, I would never.
And you know why? Because you're selfish. You just wanted us to rob a bank with you so you could grief us after.
Would somebody selfish have a getaway car to get you out of the hospital before you go to jail?
Wait, right now? We could get in the car with you right now?
Right. Let's do it. Now. Okay. press this button. Bing! Car bursts into the hospital door. The hospital wall. Whoa. All right. Hopping in the driver's seat. All right. Get in, guys.
Okay. I'm getting out of my hospital bed. Oh, I forgot. My catheter slid.
And I'm crawling over slowly, nard first.
Okay. Guys, you're going to have to hop in. Slowly pulling forward.
Wait a minute. I can't. The cord's not long enough. I can't get over there yet. Wait. Hold up. Wait.
Don't worry. I'll move the car closer to you so you can get in.
Too close! No. My remaining nard.
Cut to the funeral for the two nards.
Amazing grace, how sweet.
I just want to say... Wow,
these busty priests have beautiful voices.
Chris Howard, thank you so much for coming on the show.
Thank you both, Evan, for so much and for indulging me in my segment. I really appreciate it. I just want to come out of today not wasting any of your time. Bye.
You did not.
Okay.
No. That was a blast. Thank you so much. Do you have anything you'd like to plug?
Sure. Yeah, you can follow me on the social stuff at Chris Howabunga is on all the things. And if you check out improv in the LA area, come see PB&J wherever we're performing.
All-time great team.
Oh, thank you.
And boy, an all-time great guest.
Thank you. Hey, all-time great host, if you ask me.
Stop. You can follow me on X at @Nick_Costanza and @NickStanza on everything else. You can also follow the podcast at Reactivators on all the socials. And as a reminder, you can always rate us 5 stars on Apple Music and tell your friends about it. Tyler?
TylerDSCH on Instagram and Schnup69 on everything else. The follow Patreon we're part of, Super NPC Radio. A lot of good shows over there.
This has been another episode of Reactivators. See you next time.